From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea fired an unidentified ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan early today, a gesture widely interpreted as a challenge to the administration of President Trump. There was no immediate confirmation of the launch from the North, which recently warned it was ready to test its first intercontinental ballistic missile. And at the time of that missile launch, President Trump was dining near his vacation home in the state of Florida with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Standing alongside Mr. Abe, Mr. Trump said, "I just want everybody to understand that fully and fully know that the United States stands behind Japan, its great ally," he said, 100%. On another matter, Mr. Trump used his weekly radio address to remind Americans he intends to protect them from attacks by foreign terrorists.
"We will not allow our generous system of immigration to be turned against us as a tool for terrorism and truly bad people. We must take firm steps today to ensure that we are safe tomorrow."
President Trump said he met last week with sheriffs and police chiefs from around the country and pledged that he and his Attorney General Jeff Sessions would support them in their fight against criminal threats. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels have pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab, that's in northern Syria, as nearby Syrian government forces backed by Russia halted their advances at a contact line drawn to keep the rival forces apart. Witnesses reported fierce fighting at Al-Bab, located some 40 kilometers south of the Turkish border. This is VOA News.